Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Pew, 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 pew. Shh, pew, 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 pew. Rapid Fire Radio.
Is it possible the dumbest thing ever on planet Earth is naming the snowplows?
Get out of here.
Dumbest thing ever on the planet, and we keep beating it into the ground.
The state loves it. Get on board.
Over. And I would never beat something in the ground. We know that. We stole it from somewhere else. We're not original about it. Can we please, for the love of God, stop? Because they've come out today. Oh, goody. Here we go. Name the snowplow.
Mm-hmm.
You're lonely and you're old if you're paying attention to this contest. Hot take.
Why do you have to pretend to hate everything that people enjoy? You just want to yuck the entire state's yum is what you're trying to do.
That's not correct.
I'm loving it. I can't wait for it because I know one of my names is going to get picked. I just have to decide which one of my long list.
You thought you had a list last year, and you were very excited, and you still believe you have the winner, and the contest denied you, and you're such a sucker that you're going back for more. Normally, when someone rejects you and says, you're not good enough for us, you sneak away. You move on.
No, you don't.
You don't give up. You come back for more abuse.
What's the old story? Mike Jordan cut from the varsity basketball team. What did he do? He worked harder. He came back and became the greatest hooper of all time. That's what I plan to become. The greatest snowplow namer of all time.
Dumbest analogy I've ever heard.
It's spot on is
from
what
Mike
it is.
Mike Jordan of plow namers
all right.
is Dave Arrigan.
So what that they didn't...
Remind people what... Yours was last year.
Well, I originally wanted one that reflected the show.
Yeah.
Because I knew that would annoy you the most. So I wanted the snowplow name to be overbladed, underbladed, or properly bladed. However, I then learned there's a 30-character limit. So I had to change it to...
See, if it was a good contest, like, that's good.
We only so much space on the back of the plow.
Good,
get it?
Right? They could have said, hey, when brilliance is upon us, we'll accept it. But no. No, we had to have Jason DeSlusha.
Chasen DeSlusha. Chasen. I eventually went last year with Hey Babe, What's Your Brine? They didn't care for that one. Mm. Didn't make the final cut. That's a shame.
Sexist. Because you're a sexist.
How is that sexist?
Babe, demeaning.
You don't
women.
Think a woman can call a man babe? It happens all the time.
That's false. You've done that's what I'm called all the time, but that's, get that out.
It's fine. It's fine.
Minor point.
I've got two in the hopper for this
goody,
year.
Goody.
I don't know if I want to give them away because people might steal them. They're so genius.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit like, you know, listening to Steve Jobs when he's working on the iPhone right here. Go ahead, Steve.
So the first one, you got to have a Minnesota connection, right? People love that.
You shouldn't have to, but in this dopey contest, you do.
Well, the first one is, it's the Freewheeling Bob Chillin'. You already love it. You already love it. I got a snort out of you.
I'm saddened is what I am.
Freewheeling Bob Chillin.
I'm saddened that you're still participating.
The second one I think I like even more.
Oh, it's
because it's very hip. It's very now. It's very topical.
It's very
It's very pop culture.
Can I guess? Is it TikTok related?
No. It's related to the most popular movie of all time on Netflix.
Is it current?
Yes.
Andor or whatever
was? No, that's on Disney.
Yeah.
No, the kids have loved it this year.
Stranger Things?
No, it's been the biggest thing amongst the kids.
Oh, the demon.
Yes, the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, the Demon Hunters.
So we've got K-Slop Sleep Hunter.
K-Slop, what was it?
K-Slop and Sleet Punter.
No. I mean...
You're smiling. I see that you love it.
It's a chagrin. It's sad.
I'll take any form of grin.
Yeah.
Shaw or regular is fine.
You don't get much of reaction to home. I'm aware of that. It had a chance, but the finish was not good.
What do you mean?
Punting?
Yes, you punted off the freeway. That's the
A lot of people really think about the snow when they're coming in when they're driving home later today, and there's snow, and car after car is going to go. I can't wait until MnDOT punts this snow off the road.
Okay.
No one has ever.
Ryan Wright isn't driving the plow.
Who has said
people
that?
People understand it, for heaven's sake. You know, you're in a meeting. You're in a business meeting. All right, we're talking about something. Hey, you know what? Let's punt on that right now. We're going to move on to this. You don't actually grab the piece of paper with the idea on it and punch it out the window.
Who says punt on that idea in a meeting?
That happens all the time.
All the time.
Clearly, you don't understand corporate America, okay?
Like you apparently, there's a lot of former punters who are running these meetings. Like, is Greg Coleman? Do we get the pregame preach with this meeting, too?
Yes. And then you get Chris Cluey, who's there just to kind of annoy everybody.
Chris Cluey's there, you know.
Calling out everyone.
Exactly. Raving about Trump and stuff. Punting. Say it again.
K-Slop and Sleet Punter.
Oh, it should be something there.
Okay, well, then I'll stick with Freewheeling Bob Chillin'.
Punting. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. Is this the dumbest thing ever? Are participants all old and lonely or just attention crave like DeRusha? I don't know. He's changed his mind so many times on this topic, it's hard to tell. Because remember, for a while, he loved it. And then last year, he came in and said, I'm sick of this contest.
Well, he loved it originally because someone put the Chase into Slusha out there. And, oh, look at me. That's a play on my name. Ah, I'm so happy. I'm Jason.
I thought Jason was in the room with that impression there. It was so good. Wow.
But he's like you. You know, and this is his moment to be cooler than the rest of us.
I don't know where he stands this year. You have no...
No, he tweeted. He said, oh, we're doing this again, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
he's being crotchety about it.
By 3:05, he's back in.
Of course.
Of course he is. So that's not me.
He probably loves K-Slop and Sleep Hunter.
No, he doesn't. Because
I think he does.
No one has ever once said, driving in the... Man, why didn't they punt this snow out of the way?
No one ever said, hey, I'm chasing to Slusha either. That's probably why I didn't win.
Yeah, I was gonna say it didn't win, it didn't place, it didn't show, there was no silver, there was no bronze. It was an honorable mention. It was mentioned at DeRusha J quite frequently. Does he still have like 17 other handles on the X machine?
He's got one for each of his homes.
Remember he did that for a while. He had a number of them. I don't know if I follow all the other ones. I just follow DeRusha J. Am I missing out on another material?
I wouldn't say you're missing out.
Or maybe I do follow and he just has stopped. I don't know. Is this the dumbest thing ever created in Minnesota that we keep doing over and over again? And if not, what else is? The reporters at the airport, way up there in the list. Reporting on the medallion hunt. As if it's Columbus trying to discover America. Way up there.
You just don't like anything that we do during winter to try to keep spirits bright.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's
you want us all to be as glum as you are during these winter months.
Honest. I think the term is honest. I'll be enjoying winter Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
Very happy for you.
Yeah, I will.
Super happy.
I will be enjoying 7-iron or is it 8-iron?
Actually, we'll be thinking, please, get above zero.
Actually, the way I've been playing my play most last year, what sand wedge am I going to need for the next shot? You know, that'll be a really thing. What else is dumb? And am I totally missing it? Do you absolutely love this silly little contest that you're amused by because you're in the basement and you don't want to leave home? 651-461-9226.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Elton, big tennis guy.
Yes.
Big.
You'll see him at the Wimbledon. He'll pop up.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of bummed that I didn't go to that Starkey event where Elton was performing. I'd love to see Elton again. I have mentioned this before. We're getting plenty of texts, okay? A lot of comments. Who's the artist you've seen the most in your life? Who is the artist that you've seen the most in your life? We'll take right and wrong answers also. But among the big knockers, for me, I believe it's Elton. I think I've seen, had a chance to see him in concert. 8-9 times, I'm guessing. A lot. And every time he was great. You know, among the supergroups, the Who, at one point, was my favorite. And I still remember going to the one at the X, when it was the X. Pretty sure it was the X. Maybe it was Target. I forget now. Well, Roger Daltrey had no voice. None. And he sang for like 2 hours in the end with no voice. I owe you one. I owe you one. And then like a couple of years later, they came back and I paid.
Whoa. He owed you.
He owed me one. Why did I have to pay?
Did you get to expense the cost for that second ticket?
No. I
bring the receipt?
Yeah.
Roger! Roger! Pete! Pete Townsend! Pete! Blue Eyes!
Yeah, I mean, they owed me one. I should have been able to get that for free. But I'm old. So Elton is up there. I would see. Well, Elton had that retirement tour that went for like 4 years, right? And then, if he's still, and again, Starkey's an amazing organization. Amazing organization. But if he's still performing at events, is he really retired?
He still dabbles. It's fine.
If you're retired in something, you don't dabble in it, right?
I think you can. You can still do it occasionally. It doesn't mean you have to give up something completely.
How about you? Who you got? What do you think you have had a chance to see the most?
Weezer. the most.
Weezer?
Yes, for sure. Because that was high school and college for me. And I mean, they'd probably come around here about once a year at least. And I would go to every show. I've seen them 6 or 7 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Let's see. Elton John. Somebody's got the 2 D's on Chad. What if my name was spelled with 2 D's?
Chad-da-da.
I don't know. He's not adding an A. Chad-da-da. Just Chad. Would it be better with 2 D's?
No.
No.
No, I'm not happy with that.
Okay, good to know. Out. Workshopped it. You know what we did to that idea, Dave? Just to borrow a phrase from you. We punted it.
We'll punt that idea.
We'll punt that idea. I'm proud to say, this person says, 12 times that I want more. Somebody adds James Taylor. Lady Gaga. Tool, probably too many times. Oh, God. Bruce, they suggest.
Ooh. First show still not over.
Josh chimes in compares it to the Corpse Flower Watch. Yeah, that's honestly. Speaking of lonely old people, if you're going to see a stanky flower, what is wrong with you? God, there's I say this knowing there's plenty wrong with me. I acknowledge that on a regular basis. But waiting in line to see a rancid-smelling flower, why?
You love botany.
That's beautiful and artistic
beautiful.
And makes the room feel better as opposed to a room that now smells like baby poop. No. For some reason, I lived that for a while. I don't need that again. Well, grandchild, that happens.
Did you love your children when they smelled of baby poop, Jed?
Yes, I did.
See?
I.
Some people can get past that.
Yeah. This texter is very upset about Susie admitting that she has stolen before. And feeling like we were glorifying that. And encouraging others to steal. Because we were not. But we were having Susie on, who apparently had said it to Jordana. I missed that. And then Susie went off on a part of her life that obviously was incredibly impactful. And we received a lot of texts talking about how that was moving to them, just hearing Susie talking about a part of their life, whether they could identify in some way. And then this texter announcing, I'm turning the dial.
They're done with you.
Right. And again, you get to have all the opinions you want. The ones that amuse me always are, I know you won't say this, or we're turning the dial. There's a lot of good options out there. I get it. But if we believe in something enough that one texter suggests, I'm going to turn the dial and that's going to cause us to stop, then we didn't really believe in much. Here's the text. You fail to understand because you can't think deep. I can't think deep. I absolutely love Susie Jones. I think she's great. Susie apparently can think deep. But admitted to theft as an adult over the radio is foolish. There are a lot of WCCO haters out there that would love to get a hold of this information and have Susie pursued and prosecuted. Honestly. And this person's telling me I don't think deep.
Okay. The CCO hater community is going after Susie.
Yeah. Well, we'll post bond. We'll get her out.
Honestly. Should we get wanted posters printed out with Susie on?
Oh, my God. Get Luger on the case right now.
Oh, yeah.
Get him out there. The weather people better cancel this snowstorm. I just shoveled the driveway and sidewalk. I'm offended by snow. It better not return. Then someone, in a lot of exclamation points, wondering why we haven't talked fraud. Honestly. I don't know. I don't have a ranking of all the shows. But the last
2-3 years from Andy Luger while he was U.S. Attorney, Joe Thompson as U.S. Attorney, Governor Wallace will not come on the show anymore because he doesn't like the questions and the comments that I've offered up about the fraud, to direct questioning from Keith Ellison to, I don't know, what would you guess, 10 to 15 Republicans, highly critical of the fraud story, to great reporters like Lou Ragusa on the show on a regular basis. It is utter nonsense to say we have not talked fraud on this show. And I don't think you need to send the text in all exclamation points to make your point. I think we get it. Speaking of Republicans, the first Republican gubernatorial debate took place last night. Our pal, Rochelle Olson, watched it, and I want to know what happened. I read the story, but I want to know more from Rochelle, because you might have your next governor in that debate. Let's talk to Rochelle in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.